Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It was International Nurses Day on Tuesday, and our next guest has been busy all this week so far working as a community nurse in Dublin, and she has very kindly agreed to chat to us on her day off about her work as a community nurse during the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown. So on the line to share her story, we have with us RGN community nurse Monique Tompkins. You're very welcome to the show, Monique. How are you?
I'm great, Ronan. Thanks very much. Great.
So first of all, Monique, tell us a little bit more about yourself and about the work that you do.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Cork, but I'm living over half my life here in Dublin now. I'm married to my lovely Billy, and I have two children, or I probably should say two young adults, Jack and Eva. I'm the middle child of five, and my parents are Dutch, and are now back living in Holland.
Wow. So
just a bit about myself. And I'm a community RGN, as I'm known as, and I work part-time in Dublin area. So
when you say your parents are Dutch, was that part of that kind of, that group of Dutch people who came kind of to West Cork back, you know, a generation ago, and you were born then, or was it Cork City that you grew up in?
It was Cork City down in Cove, actually, because Dad was working in the dockyard down there.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a lot of craft over from them at that stage.
Lovely spot to be growing up.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. So listen, I was just thinking, community nurse, talk about being at the coalface. How have you been finding work during the lockdown?
Well, it's all a bit surreal still, really. Do you know what I mean? And we've had to learn to adapt very quickly, because this kind of really happened kind of nearly overnight. And I kind of felt I was caught like a rabbit in the headlights, really.
Gosh,
you know,
well,
because we deal with very vulnerable people, you know,
course.
A lot of elderly people, visiting them in their homes. So you kind of felt a huge responsibility to keep them safe and keep ourselves safe, you know. I mean, initially when it all started, I was, you know, you'd have weird thoughts like kind of, oh my goodness, what if I'm the only one left in the health centre working if everyone gets sick, and there's going to be wipe out with the patients, they're all going to die. But you know what? Looking back in it was crazy thoughts, but you know, but none of that has happened.
But you could be forgiven for thinking them, because really it was a little bit like you describe it, almost like a light switch, wasn't it? It was like bang, everything is just like in trouble.
Yeah.
And it seemed to come from, it's not, I mean, look, we knew it was coming, but when it finally did, it was very sudden. And you can't, it's hard not to have those kind of catastrophic thoughts, because when you are dealing with people who are so vulnerable.
Yeah.
So what kind of protocol measures did you kind of put in place quickly, and what were you able to do fast, and what were the things that took a bit of time?
Well, we kind of initially we had to kind of prioritise what calls were essential that actually had to be done, that couldn't be left. Do you know what I mean? So,
sure.
I mean, they were the day-to-day things that couldn't be put off. So we did that.
So is that like individuals who literally need a daily visit and will
exactly,
be in trouble if you don't?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, or we would try and kind of maybe review, see how many calls they would actually need during the week, whether it's 2, 3, one, whatever, you know. And in fairness, families have been brilliant. A lot of people have been, you know, families are working from home now, so they were able to look after their parents more now that they were at home. So in fairness, some of them said, look, we don't particularly want you calling, we will try and do whatever we can. So I mean, we would have instructed some of the families how to do some of the care as well, you know.
Oh,
what I mean,
nice.
So they've been brilliant, really, you know.
Wow.
So yeah,
and that's really interesting, because that's their skills now that they'll never forget, you know, that they'll always have.
Exactly. Like, and maybe they'll discover in time as well that maybe not everyone was born to be a nurse as well, you know. It's like the teachers
exactly.
as well, not every parent was born
exactly
to be a teacher, you know.
So yeah, you're absolutely right there. What are the specific protocol measures that have been implemented in your work to keep you and your patients as safe as possible? I mean, you know, did you get to have all the PPE you were looking for instance?
Well, initially, Ronan, like everybody, I mean, we were scrambling for it, you know what I mean? But, and that was a worldwide thing that couldn't be helped. But I mean, now we have PPE, like, so we have a stock of that, you know what I mean? And, you know, the new directive is that we have to wear masks going into patients now as well. So, you know, it's great because it protects us and it protects the patient as well. But I think, you know, sometimes patients think, oh my goodness, has she got it? Is that why she's wearing a mask?
Or
they might be thinking, the neighbours are going to be thinking, I've got it now because you're coming in here with a mask, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's right.
The mask can sometimes be a bit of a barrier as well, you know. They're very necessary, you know, and we wear them, of course, but it's particularly difficult with maybe patients that have dementia, you know, because they read facial expressions.
Of course. Yeah.
Very easily, and when you can only see somebody's eyes, that's kind of difficult, you know what I mean? So you have to try and learn to improvise, maybe let them see your face from 2 metres and then put on your mask. So you're kind of trying to adapt all the time, really, and trying to think outside the box.
box. Yeah, I can imagine. And it, you know, the way, like, most of your work, you're thinking service, you're thinking, what is this like for them? How is this going to impact them? But has there been ever any point where you've gone, gosh, I don't know if I feel safe here myself?
I suppose when you're hearing of what's going on in hospitals and stuff like that, that they had all the PPE and we kind of felt we were vulnerable, we were exposed. Yeah. But I mean, they had to get things right in the hospital first. Do you know what I mean? So, and like, we are getting a lot more direction and, you know, their policies and things all coming down the line. You know, it's much better than what it was, because like, it happened like more or less overnight. So, I mean, things are improving, you know, so I feel, I don't feel as threatened at work now by any means. Like, and I work with a great team. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they're brilliant to bounce ideas off, and, you know, the camaraderie is great. You know, we're able to talk about things and discuss things and plan and implement. So, it's brilliant that way, you know.
And is there anything in particular, like, well, I suppose this is a better way of asking would be, is the sense that you have that things are getting kind of easier and the kind of the new regime is kind of getting bedded down, or have things become increasingly difficult in some ways?
Well, I suppose it's a new kind of a normal that we're learning to live with, you know, and you just try and keep up to date with everything, and you try and not let your own anxieties and fear rub off on the patients, you know, because they are very vulnerable, and like, you might be the only person they see from one end of the week to the other. So you want to try and keep upbeat and positive, and, you know, try and equip them to do the same thing. You know, I remember going into one patient, like, and it was when this all kicked off, and it was early in the morning, he was still in bed and his little eyes were peeping out over the duvet, like, and he looked terrified. Right, you know what I mean? He just looked terrified. So I mean, I was just able to kind of talk him around and put things into perspective for him as well, you know.
Yeah, good.
So I just never forget his little eyes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And those are the kinds of things that stick with you, actually, those little pictures. Yeah. So has your faith helped you in your work during this time, do you think?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, I'd be lost only for it, Ronan, to be honest. I mean, knowing that God is always with me and he has me in the palm of his hand is just so comforting. You know, I don't go out, I don't leave the house without talking to him first, you know, and I kind of think, look, God, you just go before me today. You know what I need. And I kind of, you know, in the well-known prayer, Our Father, give us day our daily bread.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I ask for, because tomorrow is tomorrow and today is today, you know. And, you know, sometimes God, there are storms in our lives, and sometimes God calms the storm, and other times he lets the storm rage and calms us. And I sometimes just say to myself, well, what's he doing here for me now? Is he calming the storm or is he calming me, you know?
Yeah, exactly, the storm inside.
Yeah, and there's a great song that I, you know, has seen me through many times when things have been difficult for me, you know, not just recently, but in my life, you know. And it's called Faithful One, and it says, you are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. I just love that. Wow. I can't actually get through that song without crying.
Yeah, gosh, that's brilliant. Wow. It's called, what is it called? Faith the One?
Faithful One.
Faithful One. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I must look and see if we have that somewhere on the on the system. It's just like, and you know, I get that thing that you have, that, you know, that you actually have that moment of, you know, kind of almost God speaking directly to your heart when you're under pressure yourself.
Yeah.
Really, really blesses you, you know. You know what? It's been lovely, lovely speaking to you, Monique. And I wish you the very, very best. And may God go with you in everything that you do. God bless the work, as they say.
Thanks a million, Ronan. Thanks
bless
again.
Bye-bye. That's
RGN. Bye now.
That's RGN community nurse, Monique Tompkins.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.